Rock, and welcome to another Thursday. It's a beautiful Thursday. It's a hot Thursday. It is also a very trafficky Thursday, and so I would like to thank my guest, who has a lot of you have a lot of experience, but I want to thank my guest for coming, for braving the traffic, for making your way here, for showing up for us. We definitely appreciate it because Atlanta traffic sucks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. No, you're fine. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure you get the proper introduction.
Oh, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the director of the Joel A. Katz Music and Entertainment Business Program at Kennesaw State University, Mr. Keith Parisi.
Oh, thank you so much, Allie. I appreciate it. Is Bring Your Own Helicopter Day in Atlanta. The commute has been, I think everyone says they're working from home, but they're really working from their car. They're working from the mall. You're right.
I feel like I've saw several people in the mall. I've seen several people at Starbucks. I've seen several people in places. I'm like, they think you're at home, don't they? And they do. And it's like, yeah, maybe, you know.
They're like, I'm working, honey. I'm working.
And I mean, you know. Look, if you have a phone and a laptop that's got, you know, internet access wherever you are.
That's it.
You're working.
Then you're working.
And there it is.
And it could be, you know, at H&M, but you're working.
Yeah. I've called several places, honestly, and I'm pretty sure they were in the car. And I'm like, are you doing customer service from the vehicle?
That's
like,
right.
Wow.
That's right.
Interesting.
It's so beautiful out. And I, you know, after all these months, everybody's got to get out, and I'm glad to see it. I'm glad Atlanta's back. It feels great.
Me too. I'll be honest. I feel like we never really closed, but I can tell the difference now. Like, now that everything is officially back in kind of full swing. Yeah, we're back.
But feels good to see other humans, doesn't it?
It does. It's so good to see you.
We've spoken
on the phone.
It's
good to talk to you.
You got a great setup here.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give a plug to Lauren, our esteemed alumni who's helping you out, Lauren Hart.
Yeah,
Shout out to Lauren Hart.
She gets booking and credits on
there. You go.
Yeah, because she does the things.
I love it.
We enjoy it. And we love it. She's also our new director of communications.
Yay. New director of communications, Lauren Hart, y'all. There she is.
You can say hi. No, she's looking at us like we're crazy. It's fine. This is the beauty of a podcast. In your mind, you can imagine a young lady standing in the corner, masked up, staring at us like we're insane. Like, no, I'm not saying anything. It's fine. So Keith, we use GEA Finds to have conversations with people who are in the industry, who've been in the industry, who are in education or who can't educate about what they've learned and what they know. Mm-hmm. And when Lauren said, hey, I think Mr. Parisi can come. I was like,
is that my dad? Is he showing up?
But she's, no, Keith.
Yeah, I always say Keith. I'm so informal. It's great. But I'm so proud of our alums. I just, you know, pay it forward to themselves and each other and us and the program. And we run the thing like a family. I do have to give credit to my associate director, Danny Howes, who's been with me for many years. He teaches our audio and video production. He's my right-hand man. Our program coordinator, Haley Kate Dakin, who's incredible. And we've got so many great faculty that we'll get into during the conversation. I'm very blessed. We got a great team. There's a great thing. Obviously, our benefactor and namesake, Mr. Joel A. Katz, legend.
He is a legend.
The biggest entertainment attorney in the world. I talked to him this morning. He's just, he's doing great. Living large, doing great things, always helping people. And we're trying to, his mission's always been to help others to stay in this business and to, you know, make money, but also just help other people as you're moving along. A lot of people don't realize he started over 50 years ago with James Brown. And James Brown gave him his start.
Wow.
Which is an amazing story in and of itself. It's actually in the movie with James Brown. And he saw something in Joel, a young, you know, attorney who had just graduated with a young family, and said, I like what you're doing and come work with me. And then right after that, he introduced him to Willie Nelson, who is still his client. And from there, the better question to ask is, who doesn't Joel represent?
Was it Justin Timberlake? There are several people.
So many. Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
Ludacris. you know, Cardi B.
Really? Yes. Is he Cardi B?
He's Cardi B.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
That's
that
right.
makes sense. Because So I just as a brief, like, this
of
is
course.
Sort of off topic.
Can I do it?
You did it. You did it.
I did it.
You did
I'm finally getting hip, Allie. Thank you for your help.
Welcome. no, you know what? Another thing that I think that I've been telling people lately just and having conversations, your attorney makes a difference.
Absolutely.
And your connections and ability to connect in the industry.
Absolutely.
So if you've got, you know, Joe Schmo versus Joel Katz,
yes,
you know, you're probably not going to get invited to certain rooms, but
that's
when
right.
you get a good attorney, you actually kind of get the plug.
I completely agree. And to give another shout out to one of our esteemed faculty and a dear friend of all of ours in the program, Amy Arafo, who's an incredible attorney. She's amazing, and I don't know how she does everything that she does. She's been doing a lot of cool projects in Nigeria, doing some Afrobeat stuff. She teaches with us. Actually, she was in Nigeria when she was teaching on Zoom with us during the pandemic. I'm like,
wow.
What don't you do? I don't think you sleep anymore. And she's been incredible at advising our students on copyright and publishing, and she's amazing. And while I'm on it, another dear friend of mine, a guy named Brian Calhoun.
I've heard that name.
He's an incredible guy. He used to run Sound Exchange, dear friend. He created this thing called Music Business Toolbox that we teach with, and he's a vice
exactly
president.
Yep.
Yeah, he teaches. If he hasn't been on the show, we'll make that happen because he's amazing.
Yeah, Music Business Toolbox is a thing.
It's a big thing. Yeah, we're using to teach it in the program. He's amazing, and he's a vice president of Pandora as well as so many other things. He's so humble, but he's helped a lot of great artists get their start, and it's amazing to have him on faculty.
So. Wow. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
The reason that you can shout out all these people,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Because these are humble brags, whether you understand or not, is because they're coming with you. Like they're your people, they're your friends,
yeah.
You know, and your coworkers and your peers. So 15 years experience, you were doing tours, you were doing recording albums, and then talk about it. Like, where did that come from?
What's interesting is I was a student at Kennesaw State many, many years ago back in the late 80s, and it was just a little commuter college, and went to school there and was touring all over in, you know, fraternity sorority bands, kind of playing the frat scenes. And then I got into a band called Cigar Store Indians, and we toured the world doing that, released 6 records, toured with so many different people. It was really my everything. I learned everything, how to be, you know, a global ambassador, really learned the business. And back then my dad had me, I started touring professionally when I was 15. So, and now I'm only 21, as you can tell.
As you can tell.
So dad was always like, this is all great, but no drugs, no alcohol while you're doing this stuff, and sign a deal with them. Our students sign the same thing, which is great. And kind of what you just mentioned with an attorney, once you have that agreement with somebody, you can open up so many doors because people know that, you know, we're not playing around. They're here for business, you know.
Yeah.
And with Joel Katt's name on it and mine and the universities, it really works. So I got to learn all that stuff, met a lot of incredible people, got to really tour and understand really what that is, and recording albums and things like that. So I've been lucky to do this my whole life, and I'm still that 15-year-old kid that's wanting the new record. And anytime, you know, the students come in with something new, I love all that stuff. And from there, I started the UGA Music Business Program with a friend back in 2005. We were there for about 5 years, and it was great. But when Joel Katz calls, you answer.
Yes,
and
you do.
Yeah, that's right.
You literally look at your phone and go, it's Joel. Hello.
That's right.
It's
that's
like
right.
Money on the other line.
That's
hello.
Right.
Hello.
And
how can I help you?
The cool. That's right. And that's exactly how he talks, too. Right. But he, when I was 17, I went to go meet with him about a record deal, and he helped me out amazingly. So, and again, that same kind of pay it forward. He explained to me what these things were. That's when I learned about in perpetuity, which means forever. He said, if you sign this, you could sign your name away forever.
And in perpetuity.
That's right. Right. So it's just a trip to be back home and working with him and back at Kennesaw State. We've got 42,000 students now, which is, I think there was 3,000 when I was there. So
yeah.
It's just amazing growth. And there's that, what I call healthy competition on the campus, and the students all lift each other up. It's a great thing. I'm proud of that campus. And through that, we've also developed something I'm really proud of. Danny Howes and I developed a study abroad to London, England, that we've been doing for about 8 years now, that Joel has opened doors to Sony, Warner Brothers, Universal. We do major projects with them. Nobody tours Abbey Road Studios, and Joel got us in there because they're owned by Universal now. And this is where the Beatles recorded, so many other, the Rolling Stones, other great acts, and also all the major soundtracks from around the world are still recorded in there. Amazing opportunities, Houses of Parliament. I could go on for hours about that trip alone, but that is a pretty amazing thing that we get to do for 2 weeks every May semester. We've been off because of COVID, but we're really excited to get back to that.
That's going to be amazing. Are you going? Did you say it's going to go later on this year?
We're
going to
go in 22. We're going to go back.
Okay. Yeah. And so how did this is a question I keep asking, but I guess I don't really have a choice. How did COVID affect your program?
It's very interesting. It's sort of been kind of what first we thought was sort of a curse ended up kind of being a blessing, actually. Mm-hmm. We, like everyone else in the university community, had to figure out if you weren't online, just had to go online in 2 days, you know, and okay, now we're going Zoom and now we're figuring this out. What's interesting is that our enrollment actually went up because students were able to, you know, we've had students come, you know, from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and other areas, you know. So because they didn't need to drive, we were able to access them. We were smart in doing what they call it synchronous, where you're right in time. So you have a Zoom class at a time. You show up. You interact. I'm pretty, Lauren will tell you, I'm pretty strict about just, you got to be present to win. You got to be at your desk. You can't be, you know, zooming in from your, you know,
you're
your coffee
time,
table.
You're late.
Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. And all the things that they all love rolling their eyes at. They call me second dad. They're like, oh gosh, you know. And it's true. I mean, if you do those things, and actually we were able to adapt. I'm really, really proud of Danny Howes and our team. We did a virtual mixer with using YouTube, streaming that live, and it was amazing. For me, it was second only to the Grammys because they produced it. It was all our student, incredible content, and we were streaming live to people around the world. So for us, we were able to adapt. We teach these courses. They're video production courses that I call, and what we all call creative adaptability. And for us, that's what COVID was. It was adapting creatively and figuring out the new ways. And I'm really proud of our students for sticking with us and for all of our team for there's so many other faculty I haven't mentioned yet that I'll – maybe now I'll do it now.
You can do it now.
Okay,
shout
good.
Out to
– I love it. Shout out to – so two really good friends of ours, John Hopkins and Coy Bowles, both from the Zach Brown Band, have been with us for years now. They're our artists in residence. They share so much of what we were just talking about, the touring, recording, the day in the life. They're all entrepreneurs. There's not a rock star in the bunch with those guys. They're incredible. You can ask them anything, and they both do incredible projects with our students. They both have studios and opening up things like that, and they're just amazing people and great ambassadors for our program.
Okay. So do you guys someone stepping into KSU and deciding, hey, I want to be a part of Mebus. Is Mebus.
Mebus, yeah.
Mebus. I want to be a part of
Get on the Mebus.
Got it.
I'm
on it. He has on a shirt that says straight out of Mebus.
Straight out of Mebus. I'm sorry.
So I'm just going to continue to look at your shirt and reference Mebus.
That's right. I'm always promoting. I'm like P.T. Barnum over here.
There it is. But yes. The people who come there, the people who go to KSU, mm-hmm. what is it that you want them to take away from your program? What is it you want? So as students, the word of mouth, you know, I'll be honest, like Lauren talks about it often. And
well,
so
and we
I
don't
can
pay
tell
her alums. No, we don't.
I know. The check secretly is in the mail. But no, she does. She speaks about it often and she talks about how, it was very instrumental. And the people that she met, she did mention the gentleman from the Zach Brown Band.
Yes.
She talked about her experiences and the people that, again, that she got to meet, the internships that she had, mm-hmm. and this basically all the things that she learned.
That's great.
So for me, it kind of sounds like a one of a kind experience. Is it crafted that way on purpose?
It is. I'd taught at a few different universities and courted by a few others. For me, I remember being, and I vividly remember being their age. You know, I'm kind of like the poster child of maybe what not to do. And so I was like, don't do this, but
me
maybe
too.
This, you know?
Yeah.
And people like Joel and people like that were always there to help kind of mentor me. But back then, and it freaks everybody out, when I was in school, there was not this thing called the internet, which freaks everybody out. So,
you're only 21, but yes,
that's right.
You've lived a life.
That's right. This was three souls ago. So, but what we were trying to do, I remember being their age, and while I was a musician and did all that, I mean, basically I'm a punk rock bass player, you know, or R&B and soul. I got my chops and that's about it. I'm not sure I could have made it into a music school, and how ours is a little bit different than most of the others is that anybody can be, you don't have to be a musician, actor, creative. We're open to the entire industry because I wanted a microcosm of the industry. If you are a musician, an entertainer, awesome. We can help you kind of be your own CEO or actress, all that kind of stuff. So I kind of wanted to be the UN of the entertainment industry.
Okay.
And so what's different about ours, you don't have to audition. You can be any major at the university, which is great. So mom and dad are happy. You get a quote-unquote real degree, and then you add on our program as a 18-hour minor or 24-credit-hour certificate. And you can do this within 4 years before you graduate. So you get to really specialize. I am big about, and I think the reason I'm still on this planet, is getting the students hired. I really, when I get a student hired, I feel like I've won a Grammy Award. I've never won a Grammy Award. I would love to, but I haven't. But
you get to vote in the Grammy.
I get to vote in the Grammy.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Which is definitely an honor. But for me, that's what it's about, and giving them these experiences, because I remember being their age and saying, well, I'm playing in bands. I'm working a part-time job. I'm going to school. How am I going to do an internship full time? So Joel was like, okay, there's this thing called an externship. And I'm like, what is that? He said, it's just a mini internship. It's like the old apprenticeship system. And they just, you just have to do like 6 hours a week and you do it while you're in the program. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. We started doing that. And I was a booking agent and a manager years ago. So I literally meet with all the students and assign them, you know, based on skill level and where they're wanting to go. And they have three required, and actually they can do more of these opportunities. That we, every semester, I'm assigning them to these opportunities, and it's an incredible thing, and they get great experience. As they progress through, the resume looks like $1 million because they've had all these wonderful experiences as they're going through school. So we kind of injected that in with it, because summer internships are great, but when I was their age, I was off touring. So I was out, I'm like, and they all, we all do, it's still blue collar there. You got to make money during the summer.
Right.
And so that's why this is working on, it was basically all of this is what I wanted when I was their age. And we're continuing to build on that. Before I forget, we've got a Disney study away that we just started 2 years ago. We're doing that, which is another great thing. And, we're excited. Some other quick faculty shout outs. So Beth Keener is a dear friend of ours. She's an actress, a host. She was the host for the Braves for quite a while. She's been on Drop Dead Diva, Walking Dead. And she comes in and talks soup to nuts about acting and hosting and all those kinds of things.
We're actually looking for Beth. We're going to find Beth. We're looking
Beth,
for you.
Beth, where are you?
Find you. No, we've invited her on, so we're gonna, we get to talk. We're going to talk to her because she apparently does some amazing things.
She
as
does.
You're saying,
she does. She has a show called Local Lens, which is amazing, and she's shown our students so many great things. And she's been on faculty with us since day one, so it's been amazing. And yes, and I know a girl, so I can call and help you out. I'll hook you up.
Hey,
see,
this is why. That's what I'm saying. This is why, part of why you're here. The other part of why you're here is for us to get to know you. But also, so you are is it length of time that it allows you to be a Grammy voting member, or?
Actually, so it's a couple things. You have to be a creative, you know, done something creative, whether produce or, you know, be a musician, songwriter, something like that. That's what really allows you. And there's a certain amount of credits you do have to have. But people listening out there, is that it is possible for a lot of people. If you're just a straight up business person, you can be an associate member, which is also incredible. But we take it very seriously that we, Danny and I are both voting members, and I believe there's only 8,000 in the country, and it's a very serious thing. We're the only program that we do a mock voting. We use my ballot. It's a shortened ballot. It's not the entire ballot. And we have the students in Grammy season kind of vote on those things, and it's great. We give top three awards. There's been quite a few that get – we do usually 12 to 15 categories, most of the major ones, and we've had quite a few where students get all 15. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
You can pick a winner. I mean, a chicken dinner.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. But you have – are you proud of the votes that you've made thus far? I was going to ask you, are you responsible for the Cardi B win?
Oh. No, I actually no. It was fun. To be candid, I thought Dua Lipa's record was amazing. It's just, I don't know. I cannot stop listening to that. That is just, I think the whole record's amazing. So that's what's interesting, is that it is peers of people voting on it, and people think, oh, it's just a popularity contest and it's based on the charts. Absolutely not.
No.
And giving a shout out to Michelle Kaplinger, my good friend who runs the Atlanta chapter here, and Aaron Baxter. Aaron Baxter is another faculty shout out. Her wonderful husband, Morris Baxter, is one of our faculty. He's on WCLK.
Okay. Yeah, Morris in the morning.
Man, he's the best. He's my personal guru. I can't wake up without Mr. Morris.
Well, he has to tell you what your daily, you know, thing is every day.
The Morris code.
Yes, there's some wonderful piece of advice that I listen to, and I'm like, yes, he is not wrong.
He's not wrong.
That's it, yeah.
And I love how he frames things like it's not rain, it's liquid sunshine. I'm like, that's right. Everything's about positivity and empowering. He comes in and does some things with our students that's absolutely amazing, just lifting them up. I met with a couple of students yesterday. Actually, they're alums, like Lauren. They're in the class after her, and said how much he impacted their lives, and he does amazing things with them, just lifts them up. And so there's that. Who else am I forgetting? Tanner Smith, who's a dear friend, who's been with us since day one. He teaches them all the concert and event booking stuff. He used to book Chastain Park and Verizon Wireless Amphitheater and worked with ASO Presents. He's now, I actually helped him get this job, and I remind him every time I see him.
Yeah.
He's the annoying little brother I never had.
As you should.
Right.
But the other reason they're here is because you are this wealth of knowledge, and as people are listening to this, I hope you have a pen and paper, and you're writing these names down, and you're like, who, what? And as you Google these people, you're like, oh, like, because I think the other part for me is exploring and exposing people to names and titles and things that are happening in the industry that move stuff around in a real way.
That's right.
That you don't necessarily, you're not going to see them on Instagram or when you, it's always funny, like the CEO of a company will have like 50,000 followers,
right.
But their company will have like 20 million. But, and people assume that that, you know, and it's like, no, but that's the person there. And so I want people to know, Keith Parisi. I want people to know that you are one of those people that they should kind of keep in contact with or get to know better. And I also have more questions.
Good. I love it. By the way, on that, I'll just, before we start, I mean, I learned a lot of this from Joel. He's the ultimate connector of good people, connecting great people, and then even better things will happen. I'm just following suit in his, I love getting good people together. And with the students, I love, you know, having all these incredible people come into our program, faculty and guest lecturers and all these other opportunities that I always wanted at their age, and they can do it right there. They don't understand that it's almost like a jazz improv class, but I'm teaching them networking.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is how you network. And I'm like remember when we used to talk to each other on the phone? That, you know, if you ask a student to call, right, Lauren? You don't want to call people, right?
You don't want to call anyone?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
You know, I think it's just that they people feel like now I can text you or I can indirectly say something to you and that, I don't know. It's the indirectness.
That's right. Have my avatar call your avatar or something. I don't know.
No, thank you. I had an artist call me like a couple weeks ago, and he was just like, yeah, so I just start calling people now. Like, I don't even get into the text because it's.
That's right. Well, we're all sitting in traffic anyway, so call me.
Or we're at work.
That's right. We're at work at the mall.
Right. Or we're at work at the mall. I'm just like, you know what? I've got time. Hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Right. So we just talk about it. Yeah. So, question.
Yes.
You are, sir, are a musician at heart.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you going back on the stage?
It's very interesting that you just brought this up. My last professional gig was back in 2007. COVID actually put my band back together. They called. I hadn't talked to a lot of these guys in forever, and they said, before we're dirt, whatever's happening with this thing. And I said, fine. I was like a 15-year-old kid again. I'm like, come over, and we're going to rehearse in my living room, literally, which was incredible. And it was like a great gift from God, and it was wonderful. And just we hadn't played together in years, and it came right back. And then from that, we've got that going. And then I've got a cover band that we just formed that's just been I feel like a 16-year-old kid again. I just bought a new bass guitar. So COVID did that for me. So I know a lot of people that's happened with
COVID
creativity.
COVID gave me the bass back, yeah.
That's right. Well, I think the next Grammy Awards, we're going to see all this creativity because everybody I knew was in the studio at that point. And we're gonna see this is going to be like the new Renaissance period where we hear all these great tracks from these people that have been just, you know, just creating good stuff. And I inspired our students to do that too. It was a great time to kind of reflect and, you know, use that, you know, and get in and be creative. So hopefully, I can't wait to hear all the next hits. There's going to be a lot of hits.
Well, you all made hits, I'm assuming, in your living room. And are you going on tour? And what are you doing?
No, I don't think we're probably going on tour from just, you know, I live in Roswell. We'll probably do a couple things around there. And, you know, it's just, it's a labor of love. And, my band members all have kids that now are joining us on their instruments, and they're better than their parents, which is good. And
always fun. like, no, Dad, you missed the riff.
That's right. We're like, stunt drummer. All right, stunt drummer, you're in now.
That's amazing.
That's right. Yeah, I got a shout out to stunt drummer Miles Farron. You know who you are. I call him Miloš von Rock.
Wow.
He got on stage with us and just nailed it. We did an old blues tune called Shape I'm In, and he was just great.
He did everything he was supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
All the pockets.
I'm like, we're firing your dad now.
Which I'm sure his father was thrilled.
He was fine with that. He's like, I'll just sit back here and drink beer. So that's, we need somebody.
Beer who's that Milos will pay for.
That's right. That's
through
right.
His earnings.
That beer ain't going to drink itself. It's not.
So the other thing is that I feel like you also, even though at only 21, so experienced, you've seen an evolution of entertainment and music and just education all the way around here in Atlanta. What's been the one thing that you've seen that you're really, like, excited about, and what's the thing you've seen you're like, what is that?
Yeah, excited about. There's been so many things. What was interesting about being home-based here, and I'm originally, you know, I lost my accent years ago, but I'm originally from New York, moved down as a teenager here and had to lose my accent very quickly playing with my friends, you know, because I was like, I didn't want to, you know, I had to be a chameleon. It's been really interesting to see the amount of growth. I mean, I literally call Atlanta the land of opportunity because there's just so many things going on here. I'm on the Governor's Commission for digital music, film, digital music, entertainment, and it's just amazing the workforce development and this industry. Obviously, the tax incentive for film, TV, music, and video games has really been a boom for everybody. Mm. That's been an amazing thing. Also, our sporting, I mean, you know, Atlanta United, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium that's right down the street. I mean, so many incredible things. I never thought I would see – I used to play soccer when I was a kid up north, and I never thought I'd see a pro soccer team here. That, yeah, to me was like, okay, all right. Now this feels like Europe or something, yeah, you know?
Well, yeah, honestly, Atlanta is kind of a melting pot of so many different, yeah, cultures. And so, like, when you – honestly, to go watch a game, a United game, is like you're basically seeing like all of Atlanta kind of in one space.
That's it.
And it's amazing. I was like, you live here? Like, who are these people? What is happening? There's like, and those here, like, I think one time we went, there was like a German section, and
right,
like everyone spoke German, and they were all, I'm like, this is amazing. I'm in, yeah. This
that's
is,
right.
I'm and in Epcot.
That's exactly right. It's the world showcase, folks.
You've seen, so we got a soccer team, and you've seen that grow, and you've seen entertainment grow. I think video games is something else that I've seen, and
it's
I'm
incredible.
Like,
whoever thought that all of that, so, you know, esports is like the number one spectator sports. I never thought I'd see that. I think it's incredible. Yeah. But there's just so many more ways to monetize. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, in our tax incentive, it's 30%, which most people don't have a tax incentive, and then one that's 30% in total. But it's music, which has always been here, film, TV, which is great. But it's also video game and esports and all that is also included in it. And that's what's bringing so many companies here, so many opportunities. We have a great major at Kennesaw State that's a computer game design and development. And when those students interact with our students in the audio production and video production world, it's like their common language is technology. Mm. And it's just, it's incredible to watch them come together. That's their language. And it's just like, whoa, that's the whoa for me. Because, yeah, when I see that, I'm like, if I had that stuff at that age, Lord only knows. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like you'd be a dangerous man.
I don't know. I want to use my powers for good.
I know. So, you'd be a dangerous man. It'd be a different kind of KSU situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Mebus would stand for something else. I'm searching for what the acronym would. I don't know.
No, what it would be. This shirt actually was a friend of mine gave it to me. It was straight out of comp tickets because people are always asking me for free tickets. You know how it is. Hey, can you get me? I'm like, no. You know, no. Don't be on the pest list.
You know? No, I can't. If I didn't offer them to you,
that's
I can't
right.
give them to you.
There's the protocol lesson for today.
That's
if
right.
that one doesn't offer, then don't ask. Thank you, ladies and germs.
And that has been today's PSA for the GEA Fines podcast. If I didn't offer them to you, I don't have them or I'm not giving them
that's
to
right.
you.
And I am straight out of comp tickets. So don't ask.
I can only imagine. Wow. Because you, yeah.
Well, it's just fun. You know, it's kind of like when people ask for stuff like, because they don't know. They're not in the business. And I'm like, that's fine. Can I borrow your car? And they look at me like, what? I'm like, it's kind of the same thing. Right. You know, that's these people's mortgages. You can't just like get hey, I want to come to your work for free, you know. I'm like, no. Like,
yeah, it's also it's a spoiled thing, I'm not gonna lie.
That's
to
right.
you. I feel like we're
that's right.
it's kind of like, because when you have access to certain things,
uh-huh,
you get used to it and you're just like, what no, and then you're like, oh, because you, yeah,
that's right. That's right.
No, but it's still like, can I spend the night in your home?
That's right. It's exactly
like, without you there.
That's right. Exactly right.
Do you want to leave and I'll just stay there?
That's exactly what it is. Hear us, everyone out there, that it do not do it. Just,
I need one of those straight out of counting.
I'll get you one. I'll get you one because a friend of mine had noticed it, and he was like, look, people are always asking. I said, I know. They just don't know of what they speak. It's okay. He said, just wear this shirt. And that's where this silly shirt came from.
I love it. What is the thing that you – I don't want to say – I don't want to use disappointed. That's not the right word. I want to say, is there anything that you've seen sort of happen in the industry that you're just like, eh, we can do without that?
Yeah, I mean – I will say, going back to the Grammys, Alicia Keys, I thought, did an amazing job with all the – there was just a lot of just turmoil and, you know, just – I thought she did a great job of bringing people together. Mm. I just – with all this social injustice and all that stuff, we're all better than that, y'all. And, you know, music and entertainment has helped really bridge that gap. And for me, it's my favorite thing to see. And we're all very similar people. And if we can just all get on the same page, that's what breaks my heart, when I just see people like not thinking, you know, and I'm like, just wait a minute, just slow down. Let's talk about it. We may not agree on every point, but guess what? We're all Americans. Let's just talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Any kind of division of things like that. And I have seen music heal that so many times, especially in my internationally touring. And this city, like as you mentioned, is getting extremely international, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
And it's feeling more like it needs to be. We're actually a big city now. I mean, yeah. The traffic's proving it, but now everything else is growing up, too.
Well, I mean, we've got the busiest airport, so, I mean...
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Happen. All right. Well, Keith, I mean, honestly, I hope everyone has had a piece of pen and paper as you've been talking. The shout-outs that you're giving are, like, actually plugs. But, but you know, whatever. Use that information for whatever you want to. But, no, I appreciate you taking the time because I know that you're busy, and I know that coming from Kennesaw State was not an easy trek.
It really is an honor.
I'm glad that we got to sit and talk to you. And again, this is what GEA Finds is all about, and just learning about people in the industry and people and what they're doing and how they're helping move it forward and pay it forward and doing good business. And you give off good energy.
Oh, I hope so.
It was a good energy situation.
I try to keep good energy. And, you know, to keep students' attention these days, I pretty much have anything second of, like, lighting myself on fire in class. That's what you have to do. Everybody's ADD. We're all ADD, right? So I've got to be like, show business is not down here. Your hands are up to the ceiling. You got to just do all that. But
I feel like they appreciate it, though. They appreciate it. They talk about you when you're not in the room.
Well,
in good ways.
I'm kind of one of them. I'm a theater kid, and if you give me enough caffeine, I'll wind me up, and I'll be silly with them for a bit. But no, it's fun. It's learning. Our building is very comfortable, and we're very proud of it. Last thing, so our video production faculty, Dale Goldberg, Robin Kranz, they're amazing. They work with Beth Keener. Also, our audio production, Stephen Morrison, Ken Lanyon, so many other people that help us with the program, both nationally and internationally. We are trying to expand internationally. We've got stuff coming up about that. We're expanding to other universities we're excited about. So we're trying to spread the MeBus gospel. I'm sorry, the Joel Katz MeBus gospel around the world.
I like it. I enjoyed the book according to Joel Keith.
Joel Keith.
Or the book according, we just call it, that's it. The gospel according to Joel and Keith.
I appreciate that. And if you want to visit our website, it's KSU MeBus, which is MeBUS.com. It's got all these great information. You don't have to take notes. All that's there. You can take the Cliff Notes version, which is the website, KSUMeBus.com. That's cheating. Oh, my gosh.
Keith,
there was going to be a test.
Keith, I want them to write things down.
I know. I think we're the last generation that did that. Now they're just like, is this going to be on the PowerPoint?
I know. Put it in your phone notes.
Exactly. Is this on the PowerPoint so I can go to sleep right now? No, you cannot. Must be present to win.
Right.
That's right.
This, again, has been another fellow PSA. The Georgia Entertainment Association. You must be present to win.
Must be present to win.
Write it down.
That's
it's
it.
Fine.
That's
okay.
Right. You're gonna manifest it. When you write it, it happens. I read it. I wrote it down, and I read it.
This is true. If you write it down, it tends to happen.
That's right.
You got to kind of do slight willing, but yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I enjoy it. Well, thank you, Mr. Parisi. Keith.
No, just Keith. Yeah, Mr. Parisi was my dad. He's passed on, but when I hear that, I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble.
when people call my last name, I always look for my mom. Is she here?
I know.
Does she know? What I've been doing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like I did some.
Right. I guess, see, we were both poster children for bad things.
That's right. I got to give one final shout out to my Gigi. I know you're listening. Thank you, Gigi, for everything you do for me. You're the best.
Gigi.
She's my best friend. She's great.
That's amazing.
She's a great person. She's been having a difficult time, but she's killing it. We're just got to, like Morris Baxter always says, man, just keep on praying. It's going to be another day. See what tomorrow brings.
And there you go.
That's
Shout
for my Gigi.
Gigi.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for coming, Keith.
Thank
Parisi,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Of course, this has been another edition, actually the fifth edition.
Nice.
We're getting there.
Can I be new edition? No. Dang it. I tried.
You don't have enough members.
That's
you gotta
right.
Bring more people.
You got more people in here now.
But it's been the fifth edition of GEA Finds Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Allie Rock. I want to shout out Lauren Hart.
Lauren Hart, the big. Yep.
Yeah, she's the booker for the show. She's now our director of communications. She's doing things, people. She's going.
We're calling her L Money now.
Oh,
L Money.
L Money?
That's going to stick. That's going
to
stick.
You have to get a tattoo. Okay. But Lauren Hart is the booker of the show. And we will be doing this again every Thursday. You can find us, of course, on all streaming platforms. I'm super excited to have Keith Parisi here.
Thank you so much.
I'm not going to call you Mr. Parisi.
Allie Rock, I love. Thank you so much. Thank you, Allie, for having me. Seriously, I've loved it. This has been fantastic. I've done a lot of these things. You're hired. Anytime I do this stuff, I got to be like, call up Allie. We got to do this stuff.
I just try to keep, it conversational.
You do.
We talk about.
You keep it real, and that's important.
Thanks.
Authenticity is a good thing.
Thank you, sir.
Of course.
It's official. I'm official now. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, available on all streaming platforms. GEA Finds Podcast. You guys have a great one. Peace.